Hi, this is Dr. Walter Salubro, and welcome to this another audio program here. And this one is about this topic. Sitting is dangerous to your health. My question is it? So I want to review some new research that's coming out that's saying that sitting is detrimental to your health. In fact, sitting has been called recently the new smoking. So yes, sitting has been called the new smoking. And to the best of my knowledge, that's been coined by a doctor by the name of Dr. James Levine, who's the author of the book Get Up, Why Your Chair is Killing You and What You Can Do About It. Dr. Levine is also the co-director of the Mayo Clinic, and he's also co-director of the Arizona State University Obesity Initiative. Now, in my seminars, I always tell my patients that the human body is designed to be moving and to be active, not sedentary. Unfortunately, technology is advancing faster today than the evolutionary process. Think about this for a moment. Early human ancestors were hunters and gatherers. They were up on their feet all day, running, walking, bending, crouching, and moving. They were not sitting in front of a TV, a computer monitor, or in their car or at a desk. They were active and using their bodies the way it was designed to be used, for motion. Motion is health. I'll repeat that. Motion is health. And your research is now showing this. Sitting is detrimental to your health. And too much sitting is flat out dangerous to your health, your longevity, and your quality of life, no matter how much physical activity you participate with. In fact, sitting, as I said earlier, has been dubbed the new smoking. Take a look at this study here. A January 2015 study by Biswas et al. And the name of that study is Sedentary Time and Its Association with Risk for Disease Incident Mortality and Hospitalization in Adults, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. That was written up in the Annals of Internal Medicine, okay? And the year was 2015, so it's very, very recent. And this is what these authors showed. The study shows that regardless of the physical activity that someone does, sitting is associated with a higher risk of heart disease, such as cardiovascular disease, a higher risk of death due to heart disease, a higher risk of cancer, and higher risk of death from cancer, and a higher risk of type 2, which is adult onset diabetes. This should be a wake-up call to all of who sit often during the day. Do you agree? Even if you're exercising regularly, too much sitting is dangerous to your health. So here's some suggestions. Take a micro break every 20 minutes, stand up, stretch, and take a short walk in your office. Especially do this if you sit most of the day at your computer desk. Take a walk during your lunch break. Also, consider a standing computer station with a tall chair for many sitting breaks. If you're not exercising regularly, you must start. Exercise is still known to give you highly beneficial health benefits. If you can walk to work, park the car and walk. And last but certainly not least, get regular chiropractic care to counter the effects of sitting stress on your posture and your nervous system. These are only a few suggestions to avoid the prolonged sitting habit throughout the day. So, what is the chiropractic perspective? Sitting inherently causes more bending to occur in the body. The body is ideally designed to be in an upright position. Of course, it can adapt to many other positions, but ideally, it should be upright. When your body and posture is upright, it's in its ideal position. In its ideal position, the force of gravity is distributed equally throughout your body. When your body is bent, the effective force of gravity is increased, causing more stress on your spine, nervous system, and other tissues. Sitting causes bending at the hips, a tendency for slouching, and also a tendency for a forward head position. All this will cause spinal misalignments, also called vertebral subluxations, to develop, which increases stress on your spine, spinal cord, and spinal nerves. Your spinal cord is the direct link from the brain to the rest of your body. And your nervous system, brain, spinal cord, and spinal nerves control all organs, body parts, tissues, and cells. Stress on the nervous system will affect optimal bodily function, healing, and repair, leading to damage, degeneration, disease, that's dis/ease, and eventually disease. So, if you find yourself sitting a lot throughout the day, chiropractic can certainly help to correct the negative effects of sitting on your spine, and with your posture, and also on your nervous system. This will allow your body to adapt better to the sitting and to prevent further disease and degeneration. Chiropractic care is an essential component to personal health care, just like exercising regularly, eating good nutrition foods, and managing your stress.